Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to be learning some very interesting halachas tonight. We are up to Siman Kuf Ches, which is a siman talking about the concept of Tashlumin. There's a Gemara discussing Ma'uvas Shloi Chaliskoin. It's a Gemara in Chagiga. An Avla, which cannot be sorted out. If somebody does an Avera, and it's the kind of Avera that cannot be sorted out. You cannot fix it. So one of the examples that the Gemara mentions, if somebody having a child be'issa, so that child is also lekahal, and now you can't fix it. That's the metzias. The child is now also lekahal. Or another example that the Gemara mentions other examples. Korbanos, for instance, if a person failed to bring korbanos, there the Gemara said that's not ma'uvas. Because the person can still bring korbanos, he may have tashlumin afterwards. You can still, if you fail to bring korbanos in its right time, there's a few days afterwards, you can still bring the korbanos instead. So that's fine. There's some mitzvahs, if you failed to fulfill them in its right time, you can still sort them out afterwards. And it's all Mishnah in Chagiga, Gemara in Chagiga. Now the question is, what about Tfilah B'Tzibah? Not Tfilah B'Tzibah, Tfilah. If somebody failed to daven shachis, or he didn't have a mincha, or he didn't have a marif for that matter, he didn't. Is there anything, is it considered a mitzvah that can be fixed retrospectively, or is there a mitzvah that cannot be fixed? Rabbi Isai, what do you think? It's long past the time you can daven shachis. Can you? But you didn't daven shachris. Can it be fixed or can it not be fixed? It can. How is that? Tashlumin. Very good. So there is an interesting concept of a tefillah tashlumin. And that's what we're going to be learning tonight, Emir Tzashem. It is a concept of tefillah betashlumin. Tashlumin literally means you're mashlim it. What's a literal translation of tashlumin if you... You're mashlim it, you complete it, you replace it, kind of thing. Does that make sense? There must be a better word. Compensate. That's the word I was looking for. Compensate. Yes. So it's a compensation. You didn't daven in its right time. It can be compensated later on. However, you can't always do that. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you cannot. And that's the halachas we're going to be learning now. When can you? When can you not? We're going to see also that when there is such a concept of tashlumin, and your person will daven two minchas, for instance, which one will he daven first? Will he daven first mincha being the real mincha and afterwards the tashlumin? Or maybe vice versa. First the tashlumin, shmona esa, and then the mincha, shmona esa. It does indeed, very much so. Very much so. We'll be seeing soon more about this. Okay. Siman Kuf Ches. Mishlo is spalled as Sipas Tos or Oines or Bemezid. Somebody didn't daven Le Sipas Tos because of a toast, a mistake. Hoy Oines. He was noticed he couldn't help it. Or Bemezid, or he willingly didn't daven. What's the halacha? Said the Shulchan Aruch. To'o, Sif Aleph. To'o, a person made a mistake. Oy nenas, or he was an absolute oynes. It was beyond his control, which will be defined still. Veloy is palel shachis, and he did not daven shachis shmoneh eser. Specifically talking about shmoneh eser. Mispalel mincha shtayim, he will daven two minchas. Horishoyno mincha, the first shmoneh eser he will daven will be the regular mincha. It's mincha time now. It's going to be davening mincha. Ve'ashniya, and the second one, le'tashlumin, will be a tashlumin shmoneh eser. And the Shulchan Aruch continues and says the following. Vim hipeich, if out of the two shmoneh eser, you did the other way around, you did the first mincha being the tashlumin mincha, and the second mincha will be the regular mincha, lo yotzo yidei tefillah. Shitashlumin. You didn't fulfill the tashlumin shmoneh eser. You wasted your time. You did bochus lotor. You didn't fulfill your tashlumin mincha. And you have to daven a third time round. you'd have to do a proper Shmoneh Esrei because you didn't do it the right order, so it was ma'akev. V'chein adin, similarly, bekol mokoyim, every place, shetzorich leispal tefillah letashlum, whenever you need to daven, hey tashlum in Shmoneh Esrei, you must ensure the order is first the obligatory Shmoneh Esrei and then the tashlum in Shmoneh Esrei. So the same will apply. For argument's sake, somebody has to daven two shachis, Shmoneh Esrei. Whatever the case may be. So he first needs to do his regular shachis, Shmoneh Esrei. Only then will he be able to daven his tashlumin. Okay, we'll speak more about that in Yetzer Hashem. Okay, I want to first focus on, yeah.
So when he bumps it, mixes it up. So when he has to do it again, do both of them again?
No, tell me what happened. Right, no, he would only have to do it once again. The Tashlumin one, yeah. Very good question. Yeah, okay. Let's define first of all, which that's a very important point. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into such detail, only in Sefkot and Aleph and Sefkot and Beis. It's very relevant though, to be able to define exactly when is a person considered a Mezid and when is a person considered a Shoigik. When is he considered an Oines that he's allowed to daven Tashlumin? He's meant to daven tashlumin. And when do we say, no, actually, that's considered mezid. You did it on purpose. You're not entitled to a tashlumin Shmoneh Esrei. And we're going to see that really it's a schus to be able to be mashlim Shmoneh Esrei. It's really an opportunity a person has. Say, a person did daven shachis. So, if he wants to sort it out, he wants to be mashlim it, he doesn't want to have just missed it completely. So he wants at least to be able to have a tashlumin. But we don't always allow you to have a tashlumin. We only allow you to have a tashlumin if it was either shoygek or an oines. We're going to be defining that soon. But because it's a schus, it's an opportunity you have to daven tashlumin Shmoneh Esrei. If a person was mazed, he purposely and willingly decided, I'm not going to daven shachas this morning, I can't be bothered. I simply haven't got any nerves for it. Then a person will not be entitled to, and Mincha says, you know what, let me daven two Minchas. It's convenient for me, now I want to daven two Minchas. The person won't be allowed to do that. Because if he was mazed, in a willingly, positively deciding he didn't want to daven Shachis, then he's not going to be able to have a Tashluin. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Aleph, Tor. Mistake. Kavanosoi, the meaning is Lafuke Hezit. It's to exclude mazed. Can come on with Siv Zayin. More on that in Siv Zayin. Now, Mishnah Berurah over here goes, and this is going to be important over here, he's going to give us a few examples, when is somebody considered a shogeg, when not. And we'll be using it as a springboard for additional examples. Somebody was unable to daven, because it could be shachis or mincha, whatever. His mind wasn't fully settled on him. So he was how would you define a person like that? Daito nechoin, he just couldn't concentrate. He wasn't totally, what would be the right? Yeah, you know what, the person, you know, I think somebody who, he just couldn't calm down. In person, you know what people look like straight after a car accident? You know, when they're like all, you know? So if somebody is like, it doesn't have to be that bad. But if somebody just in the business was just really, really beyond. So that's called Shiloi. He wasn't completely settled. He wasn't in his normal kind of set of mind. Although it wasn't right to miss Shmoneh Esrei, although really he was meant to daven, however, nevertheless, he's not considered a mezit. He's allowed to daven hashlame. So say, I think a car accident is a good example. Somebody had a car accident, and because of that, he's just not, even if it wasn't a huge financial loss, he's insured, and everything will be fine, and he's healthy, and the third party is also fine, everything. But it's quite a trauma. So now he's just not, he knows there's mincha now, he's meant to go to mincha now, but he's just not with it. He can't. So a person like that, okay, he's going to miss mincha. Okay, fine. You know, you miss mincha, it's not considered. Although he knows that now he's meant to go to mincha now. He knows now is the right time to, if he doesn't go now, he's going to miss mincha. He's allowed to have tashlumin. Habayis, I hope in a similar example of that kind of, what, that kind of example?
Yeah.
Similar case? Can somebody think of something? Another mitzvah, Tzok mitzvah is another example. We'll speak about that shortly. Okay, that's you're right that a person like that is not considered a mezid. Correct. So we'll leave this example out.
Maybe
special
labor or something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example. Okay, that's something which a person caught in traffic, as opposed to he's a real... It's not because of diet and it could be completely in the right, but he's just knowing this because he can't make it. Chances are that if you're caught in traffic, your mind won't be completely calm, you won't be relaxed. But he's an onus. Someone who's caught in traffic would be another beautiful example of onus. What can he do? He can't just park the car. Although I did see that last week. Someone just simply parked his car and he ran off the car in the middle of a red traffic. He ran off. Don't know if it was davening mincha or not. He was in that kind of area of town that he could have been. But don't see that that often. So a person, an onus, somebody who's caught in traffic is certainly, and he's onus, yeah. Although we'll define that shortly a bit better, because there's one point which you need to discuss, yeah? In extreme pain, a person who's really he's in pain and he just can't get to shul. Yeah? Okay, these are examples. Sivkotten base, oinenas, kigoin, shokhoile oi shikoyo. Somebody's unwell, that's mama's example. Moshele choile, somebody's unwell, oi shikoyo. Somebody's shikha is also, doesn't have to. He's entitled to have a tashlumin. Now an oinin, somebody who chalila just lost a close relative. Sha'ofar loves man tefillah shekava meisay, was just burying his close relative. Ha'ele eltim in ayin alef tzival mishnebura sham. To be of discussion, very much going in line what you mentioned, Rabbi Osler, about if a person is actually potu altogether or not. That's really, they're going in that discussion. Another example mentioned Mishnebu here is the following: Mishib is man tefillah loy hayor loy mayim. Somebody had no water lichot yodav. Somebody had no water to wash his hands. And really, a person is to go and daven anyway. But he thought wrongly that he is not allowed to daven without having washed his hands. So he didn't wash his hands. He thought, I can't daven. Really, was meant to daven anyway. But he thought, I can't daven like that. And because of that, he missed davening. Yeah. So then the halach is, there offers man tefillah, he missed his man tefillah. Kamzeo bechlal oines. He made a mistake, but he's considered an oines. Fitzoch achkal is bal shnayim, we'll have to daven twice. Ulechatchil enoch, levatel tefillah mishumayim. You're not meant to be bevatel tefillah because of water, lack of water. Kedal tzim and tzadi beis mishnebuah. Now another example here, which is very much in line with what you mentioned. If he mustik betzok etzibah, somebody's busy as a tzok etzibah, he was helping communal matters. Who's helping Yidden out? He is considered he's allowed to be mashlim. He can afterwards be mashlim. Something and do it as a nedava. We spoke in previous about the concept of nedava. We normally don't daven nedavas nowadays, but with a chiddush, you can. So he says somebody's busy as a Hatzolah member, Chaverim, Misaskim, whatever it may be, he's doing things for other Yidden, and he's missing davening because of that. The halacha is, you should be mashlim. But considering the fact that nobody agrees he can be mashlim this tefillah, so do it as a condition. If it's a tefillah tashlumin, it's going to be a tashlumin. If it's going to be a nedava, it's going to be a nedava. But we know that in order to do a tefillah nedava, you need to be mechadish badava. So have something new in mind and be mechadish badava. Correct. Now, there is a shaila which the poskim discuss thoroughly, and I think it's a very interesting case. Shlom Zalman and other poskim discuss the following shaila. I wonder what you think about this shaila. What happens if somebody is, say, afternoon, he knows that there was an opportunity to have mincha. All right, and then, but he's not davening mincha now, and there's another mincha much later, closer to the shkia, and he is going to have. He's very tired. In the afternoon, he's getting a little bit tired. He had a long day's work. He wants to have a little rest, just for 20 minutes. Okay, and little does he know, or maybe more than little does he know, that actually chances are that he's not going to wake up naturally after 20 minutes. Because he knows that when he sleeps properly. He's not likely to have an automatic Waking up call after 20 minutes. It's not going to happen. Unlike Moshe Feinstein, as a little footnote, who woke up every single morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, even without alarm clock, however late he went to bed, even after chasnets of his own children and grandchildren, he used to go to bed. He stayed the chasnets until the end. He had a shitter. He stayed the chasnets until the end. And he'd wake up every single morning at 5 o'clock, without alarm clock. It was natural because he learned a few hours before Shachris. So that was natural, it was inbuilt in him. Okay, somebody is not on that level of Moshe, and when he goes to have a little rest, he tends to sleep a bit longer. Now because of that, he ends up oversleeping Mincha. Sleeping, it wasn't his intention, but he oversleeps. Now, is he entitled for Tashlumin, yes or no? Mezit. It's not a Mezit. Why? He had intention to wake up. Yes, Moshe, what do you think? I can't believe it. That's really absolutely, mom is beautiful. So Moshe says, there's a Gemara that considers, that says, Chilosei bepshia vesoifoi beoines. There's a Gemara. Can you tell us more about this? The Gemara discusses what happens if Chilosei bepshia, somebody who ends up, it's a Gemara in Ksuvus. Right? Is that where you learned it? If somebody starts off doing something, initially it's a pshia, it's neglect, and eventually it turns out to be an oines, beyond his control. And the Gemara paskens, tchilosei bepshia, vesoifoi beoines, the Gemara paskens, after lengthy discussion, the Gemara paskens that the Maaseh it's not considered oines, it's not an oines, tchilosei bepshia, vesoifoi beoines is considered neglect. Tchilosei, it's very important, it's very relevant in Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch, literally, for Chalke Shulchan Aruch. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman and other poskim. Okay, so the argument will be, in this particular scenario that I described, the argument will be that A, he had opportunities of davening mincha earlier. B, he knew that his chances are he's going to oversleep. Well, those two reasons make him a tchilosei bepshia v'soifoi be'oines. It's true that when he overslept, he wasn't oines. But chilosoi, the fact that he went to sleep and he didn't have a system of waking up in time, a reliable system to waking up in time, that makes him a chilosoi bepshia, which ultimately ended up in an oines, but chilosoi bepshia, soifoi beoines, and therefore, according to the poskim, the consensus of the poskim is, chilosoi bepshia, soifoi beoines is actually considered a posha, a mezid, and he won't be entitled for a tfilas tashlumin. Going back to your case of the traffic. Somebody once asked me an interesting shaila, and I said then something, and now looking at it, into it, I think I said something wrong. Somebody who goes, who hopes, you know, wishful thinking, I'm going to make it to Golders Green in 8 minutes during traffic time. You know, this, you know, I'm going to make it for Mincha in, I'm going to make it, hopefully there won't be traffic, I know the back roads. And you know, you are hopefully going to make it, But it's wishful thinking, because chances are it's not going to take you 8 minutes. Chances are that time of day, it's going to be 25 minutes probably. And you miss, because of that, your mincha altogether. You miss mincha altogether, because you got caught up in traffic. Is this considered, or will you be entitled to daven, to say it's a shachris, or mincha, whatever it may be? Are you allowed to be mashed in this tefillah, yes or no? You missed it. Traffic?
Well, no, I mean, it's in the, you say if it, he thought it'd take 8 minutes, but normally it takes, I don't know.
Very good. Okay. Very good. So, the answer is, I think, I didn't see this inside, but I fully agree with you, Mrs. Akil, I really agree with you, that I think that if it's reasonable to assume that that's how long it takes, then it's mamash tchilosei bepshia v'soifoi beoines, it's no different than a person who went to sleep, not, you know, relying on nisim. Then he's going to wake up. See, also, a person over here, if it's a real traffic, it was really beyond his control, there was in a car accident, there was roadworks which started the day, didn't know, and he really genuinely thought he would, then, okay, he's an oines, he can daven tashlumin. But if it's really something which he was just hoping, hopefully I'll get there, and really wasn't reasonable to assume that way, I think it's fair to assume that it's chilosei bepshia v'soifoi beoines, he won't be entitled to. So what do you think? You're not convinced?
No.
Yeah? Good, okay. Not sure, I didn't see this inside, but I think I'll agree with you. Yeah. Okay, right, okay. Okay, so the halacha is that a person has to daven. Has to daven tashlumin if it was an oynes, and if it was mezid, he won't. The poskim go into many, many details when it's something called mezid or not. Generally, the poskim take an approach to bimatia tashlumin as much as possible. Generally, okay. See base. Tor v'lois palel mincha. A person who made a mistake and he didn't have mincha. Okay, so tor meaning made a mistake. So meaning he would be entitled for tashlumin. Mispalel arvis shtayim. He's allowed to have two marifs. Harishona arvis. The first one would be the obligatory marif. V'ashnele tashlumin. The second one would be tashlumin. Tor v'lois palel arvis. If he didn't daven ma'ariv, so another case now, another scenario. Tov lo nispal ma'arves, a person who didn't daven ma'ariv, mispal shachis shtayim. He'll daven two shachis. Harishona shachis, the first one will be shachis, v'ashni l'tashlumin, the second one will be tashlumin. When will he be saying, when will he be davening tashlumin? When is the right time to do tashlumin? L'ach shem yoitza, after he's completed yoitza, v'shmona esa, and he said shmona esa bochas, yoim ashrei, he'll then say ashrei, so he's going to really basically, after Chazal Shatz, there's Ashrei, and then he's going to be doing the second Shemana Esse, which is going to be the Ma'ariv Shemana Esse. Not straight. Here he says explicitly, you need to have an Ashrei in between.
Really?
Yeah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You're right. When a person davens two ma'arivs, mishum shelo yispal mincha, a person didn't daven mincha, and therefore he's now going to say two ma'arivs, he says, yoyim ha'ashe bin tefillah letefillah, he should say ashe after mincha. So again, a person didn't daven mincha. Now, by Ma'ariv, he's going to daven two Shmoneh Esres. The first one is going to be the Ma'ariv one. After, he's going to say Ashrei again, and he's going to say another Shmoneh Esres, which is going to be the Mincha one. Does that make sense? Now, I want to maybe just focus for 1 minute on the reasons. Why do you think... So we learned in Seif Aleph, and again in Seif Beis. So the concept is as follows. Whenever you miss and you're going to do a tashlumin, you are first going to be davening the obligation, the chiyuv, and only then you're going to do tashlumin. What's the reason? Why is that? Why? Why this way around?
Because you're missing the ikar chiyuv.
And therefore?
It's not Ma'ariv is at that time. Now you might do a tashlumin first, you miss the ikar
chiyuv. I'm going to daven it now. Why is the order so important? We learned even so much so that it's ma'akev. To order, why is the order important?
I'm saying, because if you do your tashlumin first, you must do ikar tefillah again. You must do ikar.
Okay, sounds a bit like the Eli Rabbah's vort. So Eli Rabbah says, I think that's probably what you're referring to. Eli Rabbah says that really you have missed the time of the tefillah. Really, there's no way you can daven shachis mincha time or mincha ma'ariv time. Oh, so basically what he says, that really missed the time. So, but if you daven out the real chiyuv, so agav that, as a tofel, as a secondary thing, you can add it on. You've done our good tefillah, so you add up to the ikar. That's basically what you're saying, Rabbi Kagan, that you add it to the, you can't start with dessert. You can't start with this. We all wish we could start with dessert, but it doesn't really work. You have to first do the chiyuv, and then after that, you do, because you can't really daven mincha now. It's Ma'ariv time. You can't really daven Ma'ariv now. It's Shachis time. So you do the obligation. And now you add as a tofel, you add the Tashlumin. That's Eli Rabbah's vort. Toch Shulchan says, another vort, he explains it a bit differently. He explains that, imagine, it's probably quite similar in a way. You say, imagine you go to a king. And you go to a king, and he says, he brings a moshel. It's a very interesting, I think explains it very nicely. You go to a king, and the king asks you to do a few things. The king asks you if you come out and few instructions. and you failed to do some of the instructions, and now you're trying to catch up the instructions. You can't go up to the king, you know the thing they asked me to do last week? Here it is. And besides that, now, what are you meant to do now? You give him now. He said, it's odd, because it's like a merida, he says. You were meant to do this instructions yesterday. You were meant to do it earlier. You don't come up to the king with something that is outdated. You do the obligation first. That's the instructions that is currently no gear. You do that first. And then, all the instructions, you're trying to be mashlim after that. But imagine the mashal to a king, I think it's quite helpful. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay, so that's the poskim explain over here. Rabbi Isai, what do you think about a person who is missed ma'arif? Okay, think about a person who missed ma'arif. He was a choyle, he had really high temperature, he just couldn't daven. Next morning he's better. Now he wants to daven, now he's davening shachis, he's entitled for tashlumi. We all agree, choyle, somebody's really unwell, can't get out of bed, he just can't daven, really high temperature, just sleeping right through. Next morning he's feeling better. Now, can he, will that work as a tashlumin, if he tells the chazan, say, excuse me, do you mind if I take the omud for chazoros hashatz? Can I daven for the omud? And then he davens chazoros hashatz, instead of a tashlumin, he feels uncomfortable davening a tashlumin, and he's instead davening for the chazoros hashatz. Will this work, yes or no? Chazoros hashatz. Good idea. Why not? It's a shachis chazoros hashatz. Says a beautiful tzvor. Says, however, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet. If it's a shliach tzibur, yoytze de hashlama, he will be yoytze the hashlama, p'ma shemach zirat tefillah b'koil ram. The fact that he can go over, that he does chazoros hashatz, he is actually yoytze. Yusvor, Moshele, I respect Yusvor very nicely, but Mishnah the paskins otherwise. But it's interesting, svor has to be explored. V'ichavin bo, his intention should be, b'shvil atzmoy letashlumin, for himself he should be tashlumin, and he should also have intention to be enuboki. I think the Mishnah Berurah maybe he's answering your question a little bit, that there's like two intentions, one for himself and one for the others. Maybe that's the kivun of the answer. Okay. So anyway, Mishnah Berurah paskens, yes, you can be yoitze yedei tashlumin by being a shliach tzibur. Yes, you can. Yes, it does.
It's not like it's a...
Correct.
It's to be yoitze people.
Correct.
So because it's not necessarily... the same variety of tefillah as a Shmuel Ezra itself. How are you able to mush them?
Nevertheless, there is still an aspect. It's a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, and there are some cholkim. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskens that it's totally fine, because it seems that lemaisa you're saying the same words. So I suppose Mishnah Berurah paskens that. That it's fine. Okay, there's more about this, but we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned is the concept of Tfilas Tashlumin, somebody who is genuine, Oines. He's entitled for Tfilas Tashlumin. This applies to Bamarev, Shachis, and Mincha. And Oines is somebody qualified as somebody within the category of somebody who's genuinely beyond his control. We learned somebody's a choyle, somebody's his mind is not settled. We learned somebody who's bizik betzoket tzibo is also really within that category. He should overdo a nedava. He should have a tnai of nedava if he can. And we learned that if somebody's got the wrong intent, somebody's doing and we learned that the order is really important. You first do the chiyuv, then the tashlumin. If somebody mixes up the order, it's ma'akev. We learned also that we discussed various reasons. Why is it that the order is so important? That always the chiyuv comes first after the tashlumin, and we also spoke about a concept that the shliach tzibur is somebody. If the shliach tzibur wants to do the chazoros hashatz betoiras tashlumin, that actually works. More to follow tomorrow. Im Yetzer Hashem.